Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
An Erio's original.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mini Friday episode where we talk about all things weird and strange, but in a shorter version sometimes. I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
We have a very special guest. We have a very special guest on today who won best guest of all time our award show.
Of all time?
Yes. Yeah. In the eternity of time, since the dawn of man. We have Craig back on the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Craig, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very I'm sorry.
Hi. That's okay.
I'm doing well.
That's great. We love to hear that.
Chaotic. And the listeners. But if you guys could see this footage, it's nonstop movement and Craig's yelling off camera.
I'm sorry. I had my laptop on my lap, but I was told the background wasn't nice. So now it's balancing on my knee.
Things you do for Maria.
I won't move it anymore.
All right. Well, that being said, today we are going to get into something that I was thinking about this morning. For some reason, I don't even know why. Crazy toys and like subliminal messages from the 90s. This one goes out to all you 90s kids out there.
Shout out
to the 90s when like things like Furbies started talking or the Tickle Me Elmo started doing weird shit. Or Cabbage Patch dolls or subliminal messaging in Disney movies.
Do you remember this one? Teenage girls.
Take off your clothes. From Aladdin.
No, what is that?
From Aladdin.
Teenagers. Take off your clothes.
Take off your clothes.
It's when he's pulling a jacket from he's pulling something from a lion and it's supposed to say like, take that or give me that. But if you turn the volume up, you hear him whispering, teenagers, take off your clothes.
It's crazy.
Oh my God.
Do you guys remember the penis on the poster?
Yes. Yes.
Oh yes.
Absolutely.
How could I forget?
And on the priest when he's marrying them in the Little Mermaid,
he has a boner. Ew. He has a boner when he's marrying them.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
And the Lion King poster is a woman's butt.
What?
Well, if you see I think it's Simba's nose or something, and it looks like the back of a woman like wearing a bikini.
It looks like a bodacious butt pair of buns.
It does.
Wow. Well, we are going to get into all of that today. First, starting with Furbies. Melissa, tell us about this Furby craze.
Furbies were what? In the late 1990s.
I guess.
Furbies came out. They were these little monsters, these little furry
Meaty
monsters.
Meaty Tolu.
They had eyes that like blinked open and they had this language that was like a nonsense language.
They were like gremlins. They were like cute gremlins.
Yes. I was going to say, I think the rights holders for the Gremlins actually sued the makers because it was so close to the Gremlins.
It makes sense.
Oh, yeah. It is very gizmo-like.
Actually, technically not Gremlin. They were Mogwais.
Oh, Mogwais. Yes.
Mogwai.
Sorry, excuse me.
Mogwai. So there's been a lot of controversy with Furbies. These customers who went into Walmart in the year 2000, they said that the Furbies were talking dirty to them. Instead of saying, hug me, they said it sounded like the Furbies were saying, fuck me.
See, that could just be like a mishearing thing,
I think
though.
That's like a mishearing thing.
If you have like a low battery, it might cause the speaker to not vibrate as much to make
Yeah, because it didn't, like the audio wasn't like the clearest audio. And so like a spokeswoman for the Furbies, she was like, no, they don't mimic people talking.
They're not parrots.
First of all, what a great job, spokeswoman for the Furby population, giving a voice to the unheard. But also, they do mimic you. Like, you can teach them to swear and stuff. That was one of the problems. You can teach them to talk.
Apparently, you can't.
Uh-oh.
Because I was reading about this, because in 1999, the NSA... they banned Furbies from entering the NSA's buildings because they thought they were recording them and repeating classified information. But wow. Because they accused them of like being Chinese manufactured spies and like stealing secrets and bugging whatever and eavesdropping on people.
That's fucking sick.
But apparently the electronics and the sensors, they caused it so that it appeared as though the toys were learning to speak English. But they actually spoke Furbish, which is like a nonsense language. But over time, they would slowly add more English words until they spoke English. So like the sensors would go off if you pet the doll while it was saying certain words. And it would then make the Furby speak those words more often. So it seemed like you were teaching the doll to speak. That's what they claim anyway.
Wow.
There were a bunch of toys in the 90s that were really not, they promised something that didn't come to fruition.
Yeah. They did not deliver.
They didn't deliver. And some of these things were like, I remember going to see Jumanji in the theater and then coming home and playing Jumanji the game. And I was like, well, this this is crazy because you're pretending this game is like, it's like use your imagination, basically. But it's like, I don't want to use my imagination. I want there to be a monkey in my room. And like that. And then the Furby where it's like, teach them to talk and they'll become your best friend when really they weren't doing anything. And then like Tamagotchis where it's like, you bring something to life and be its mother. And it's like, it's just a little computer game.
Like the troll dolls.
What's a Tamagotchi?
They're like, rub its stomach and it'll come to life. And like, I would rub them. Like, I wish you guys were real and like it wouldn't come to life.
They never did.
Guys, that's it. That's a you guys thing. You thought you're gonna be transported into Jumanji, Maria, if you bought the toy at a Target.
Well, it was a letdown is what it was. Yeah. And Craig, Tamagotchis were little round computer games. They looked like eggs basically, and they had a little computer screen in them. And then basically you'd take care of it. They banned them in our grade school actually because girls were like bending down to their backpack to like feed their fake like pets, basically. It was like having a virtual pet.
Not paying attention in class because like your Tamagotchi had to eat or like you had to clean up their poo.
Oh my God.
I asked the internet, I tweeted like, did weird things happen to any of your Furbies? One girl, Brandy Posey, she's on the Lady to Lady podcast. We had Tess on. She said mine stopped working on Y2K shortly after midnight. It was off in my closet, turned on, screamed, and never came back on again.
It screamed.
Maybe because that's when the 90s ended.
That is a good point.
The Furby had done its... Oh my God, that's crazy. It screamed.
Talking about being let down. All right, I'm going back to the 80s, not 90s. I'm a little older than you guys. You don't know the disappointment of playing Pac-Man in the arcade and then being excited to get the Atari version and bringing it home, like how terrible it was. Like it barely resembled the arcade game at all.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's horrible. It was all the games that were in the arcade were like ported to the home systems, had like, I mean, they didn't look anything
like. Right.
So it was like, and the artwork on the box, you'd be like, oh, I'm getting the game. And then you get it home and it's completely unplayable.
Yikes. That's no good.
That's a bummer.
We also got a lot of these, which was really scary. Oh my God, I was going to call in about this. My Furby wouldn't shut up one night, so we removed the batteries and it still kept going for several minutes after, saying "it dark me scared" over and over.
It dark me scared.
Without the "it dark me scared" part, I got several replies of people saying that their Furby would talk without the batteries in it.
Well, technically, there are, you know, capacitors inside that hold energy, but you're talking like a few seconds, maybe, like, or a minute or two, maybe a minute tops.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe that could be it, but these are people saying, like, my Furby continued talking for several minutes after I took out the batteries. So
that's a haunted Furby.
That's a haunted Furby. So there's this weird spy thing. The military banned them. I'm just confused about this cursing. What is cursing Furbies pulled from U.S. Walmart store?
I tried to find the audio of that, and I couldn't.
Really?
Interesting.
I would think people at least faked it.
There's Furby saying "hug me," and like if it's weird because like if you hear it and you think it's saying "fuck me," like your brain kind of
will change. It's like Yanni and Laurel.
Yeah.
Anyways, What are Hatchimals? I saw that on the dock and I've never even heard of that before.
The Hatchimals are something that came out, I think, like 2016. And they're like kind of like Furbies, and that they like came in these eggs, and then like the egg would open and like a thing would come out.
I do remember it, but it would, you'd have to wait for it to literally hatch. Like it wouldn't open by itself.
And people
went crazy for
these things.
Hatchimals.
Someone put a video on YouTube where they say their Hatchimal is swearing.
Stop! Not everything has to swear all the time. Why is everything? What? Melissa, what
it sounds
is
like
that?
It's like honking like a goose.
I know. People are like, it's swearing. Like it's supposed to say like "fuck off," but it just sounds like it's going honk honk.
Or holler.
It sounds like you're saying holler.
Yeah, holler. Look at Allie's face. Just disgusted by it.
No, I looked up perverted things in Disney movies, and I'm at the the Lion King poster, and it says that it looks like a half-naked lady on the Lion King poster. And it says, "I know it looks like Mufasa's face in the sky, but you know what it also looked like? Looks like a topless lady wearing underwear with her arms raised from behind."
That's what I said.
Oh, I guess I do see it.
Yeah, it looks like something that would be painted on a truck.
Then there's the Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh God, that was a whole, like, people died for, like, literally died for those things. I feel like parents got
that
in
was
fights.
A big thing.
There is a news story of the Tickle Me Elmo saying "kill James."
Well, who's James and what did he do?
James is the kid who owns the thing.
Everyone's going to be talking about this weekend. A mother changes the batteries on her son's talking Elmo doll and is stunned to hear what comes out of its mouth. You will be too.
Kill James.
That's right. The Elmo doll is saying "kill James." That's the name of the boy who owns the "Elmo Knows Your Name" doll. You plug it into the computer so it will repeat the child's name. Well, the doll ran out of battery, so the mom replaced them. That's when it started making death threats.
It's not something that really you would think that would ever come out of a toy, but once I heard it, I was just... it's kind of distraught.
Yeah, James. Even worse, James began repeating the phrase, so his mom had to hide the toy. Fisher Price makes the doll and says it will issue a voucher to replace it. It is also examining Elmo to figure out what went wrong and looking at other toys to find out if they are bloodthirsty as well.
Bloodthirsty.
The news.
Kill God. James. Kill James?
That's incredible. Wow. What a Chucky experience. God, I so remember, like, I think those came out when I was in fourth grade, And yeah,
that was, people were buying those for like thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember also, like, because I shake when I laugh, and people started calling Tickle Me Elmo because the Tickle Me Elmo also shakes, and people would make fun of me and call me Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, no.
Life's hard. What about these Cabbage Patch dolls?
Yeah, these.
Well, that was a big 80s.
These these came out, I think, in the 90s. They were called Cabbage Patch Snack Time Kids, and it came with plastic food that was hand-fed by the child into the doll's mouth. But the mouth had a pair of one-way, like, metal rollers behind its lips.
Oh.
And so kids started getting, like, hair and, like, their fingers stuck in these dolls. Because obviously kids will put their fingers in the mouth.
Yeah.
And so the company tried to offer a cash refund of $40 and placing, like, a warning sticker on all these. But then they eventually, like, recalled the toy.
Now they're probably worth a lot of money. Yeah.
We had a toy. It was like a baby that you could feed, and then it would like poop and pee? Pants. Yeah, and
yeah,
then you would change
that.
Its diaper, and they gave you special food. But then I remember specifically there was like one night where my brother and I was like, "Let's go nuts," and we just started feeding this baby like stuff from our like fridge and stuff, and just the things that were the way it was like it just ruined the toy basically.
But ew.
Yeah, it was horrendous.
That's so gross. We'll get to these other things, but let's go to Disney stuff because that's kind of fun. What are the things that we see in Disney movies?
Well, apparently in DuckTales, in the Yuppie Ducks episode, there's an Illuminati poster, like an eye chart in the back that says, "Ask about Illuminati."
Wow.
Also, have you guys heard that Frozen was a conspiracy by Disney to alter the Google results of people searching for Walt Disney's Frozen head?
Shut up. Yeah. That's actually really smart. Good for them.
Yeah, that really is, like, there's thought behind that.
Yeah, that's pretty hilarious.
The Lemon Party in Cars.
Lemon
what?
Party. Uh-oh.
Well, Lemon Party, that's that porn site.
Yeah,
right?
Lemon Party. Is a 2000 shop website featuring an image of three elderly men having sex. And also in the movie Cars, there's a bunch of old timer cars that are lemons having a party, and they say it's a lemon party.
Oh no, they
that
do.
That does sound like an inside joke that they would do.
Yeah, well, that's definitely referencing.
Yeah, lemon party's like a big thing.
That's so specific.
Yeah. Oh no.
That was, Lemon Party was like the original Rickroll.
Yeah, it was. Uh-huh.
You would send someone a link and go like, "Oh, dude, you got to check this out." And then it's like three old guys, you know.
That was pretty sick.
I remember the one, I never got into any of those, but remember the one where you'd look close to your screen and you'd say,
and it would
you have
scream.
To look, and then something would pop up at you. Did you ever do that, Craig?
I hate those.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that's scary.
So scary.
It's still scary.
I know, it's horrendous.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, like, can you find the tiny tiger in this photo? And you're, like, putting your face all close to the screen. And then a lady pops out screaming at you. Pretty sick.
Yeah, so then it says the rogue penis in the Little Mermaid. Next time you find yourself looking at the Little Mermaid VHS, look at the penis smack dab in the middle of the golden castle. So one of the arches looks like a penis. But again, like, that's kind of stupid. Then also we talked about the priest has a bone her.
It does look like a penis, though.
It does.
It does. Melissa, I'm going to send you a link when in a...
Is it going to be Lemon Party? cool.
Can you imagine? No, it's the Aladdin. It's slide 15 when Aladdin tells teenagers to take off their clothes.
Yeah.
Give me a law.
How's our little bow doing?
Come on, good. Can you just take off?
Yeah. Down, can you... Wait, did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
How's our little bow doing?
Come on, good. Can you just take off?
Did you hear it?
I did hear it. Take off your clothes. Yeah, I did.
Good. Can you just take off?
And then I think they
you
slow
did,
it down.
Greg. You heard it.
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't hear the teenagers, but I hear the take off your clothes.
Oh, no.
Good teenagers.
Good teenagers, take off.
Good oh, I teenager. Do. Yeah. Good teenagers, take off your clothes. I do hear it.
Take off. cookies. Take off the
A 100%.
Yeah.
Yes. Then I guess there's a sex cloud in The Lion King. So where Simba flops down on a cliff, a bunch of dust drifts off into the sky and it says sex.
I've seen that,
but a lot of people say that it says SFX.
Yes, that's like what it says.
An insider thing to say, like, it's the sound
animation
effects.
Studio. Yeah. A nod to the visual animation studio, it says. There's a naked lady in The Rescuers.
Yeah.
There's a naked woman chilling out of a window as two innocent city mice zoom by.
Cool.
How horrible for them. There's a penis head in Hercules.
Oh, no.
It seems like they just love drawing penises over there.
They really do.
Why not?
Another one in the movie Cars is they're driving down the highway and one of the signs on the side of the highway is for a strip club.
Just trying to spice it up a little.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. Well, anyways, Melissa, what is this pink wand? Pink wand?
There's this thing called a pink wand evil stick. And this lady bought it at the dollar store. This lady bought it for her daughter, which is like this pink wand. It has like foil on it, which is supposed to be a mirror. And the daughter pulled back the foil and there was like a picture of a girl slitting her wrists in it. And like, that's what they sell.
What?
It wasn't just like someone putting it in there. It's like it was called an evil stick.
Craig wants a picture. Pixar didn't happen. You said, Craig, that in cars, in like Ferraris, that the guys used to put pictures of naked girls inside the doors or something, right? That made the cars?
Oh, yes. This is true. And I can confirm this because I worked at a Ferrari dealership when I was a teenager. We would have like classic Ferraris from the 60s and 70s. They started to go up in value, so people would restore them. We'd pull the door panels off, the interior panels, and there would be porn pictures glued to the insides of the doors, like Italian porn pictures.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like the factory workers, just to fuck like with people, would do that. So like we'd have like in all the interior door panels, it was really funny. She'd take off the leather. And it would just be porn, you know, 60s, 70s porn.
Jesus Christ.
Dang, that's cool.
I'm going to do that to my Prius.
Oh, my God, Melissa, this is scary as hell.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Craig, did you get it? It's in the chat. Do you see it?
Jesus.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
That's just really a picture. Like, that's not even like
an
interpretation. That's literally that picture.
Honestly, that looks like me.
Kind of does.
That is crazy.
Same vibe.
Evil stick. It's called evil stick.
It's called an evil stick. So it's like, and then there are these things called aqua dots that I have never heard of. They're apparently these little beads, and you can like put them in like a weird, this like pattern thing, and then you spritz some water on them, and then they kind of like grow and they stick together, and then you can like make neat shapes out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some factories, they use like much cheaper adhesive material, and it ended up containing GHB, the date rape drug. And so kids were eating these beads, and like some of these kids went into comas.
Oh my God.
What? Yeah.
Well, what the how the fuck isn't GHB like a created drug?
It was part of this like adhesive mix that this like factory was using. It was one of the ingredients used to it adhese the.
Can I add an interesting note about the GHB thing?
Yes.
It was originally created to help war veterans forget traumas that they
that's
suffer.
True.
Wow.
And I've taken it recreationally.
Yeah, Maria, I mean, Melissa roofied herself once.
Yeah, it was fun. You know?
Did you really? Drink?
Yeah. When I was like,
we talked about this.
Yeah, when I was like 19 or 20, like one of my friends had some GHB and you take a little cap of it and you mix it with orange juice. And then I ended up like throwing up the whole night. But before that, it was fine.
It didn't knock you out or like it's like Ambien or something?
I felt like I was the drunkest I've ever been. But like, I don't know. It was fun for like a couple hours. And then I just started throwing up and I was throwing up for like 3 hours. And then I was like, this isn't fun.
This isn't fun anymore.
You know, just try everything.
That was me the first time I tried. First time I tried chewing tobacco. Boy, was that embarrassing!
Oh,
God. I'm like, all right, whatever. Chewing tobacco, right? You think
did
nothing
of it. You
swallow
the.
I put
stuff?
The little dude. Didn't know. It's like it is like mainlining cigarettes.
Yeah.
I start. It's the. I'm sure your listeners. Some of your listeners will know. I put one pouch, you know, in my lip, and a half an hour later, I was dry heaving. It lasted like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't even breathe. My heart was racing so fast. Like,
why does it make you throw up?
Like, those guys who are addicted, dudes who do that are so addicted because they did it when they were young.
Yeah.
I can't even, it's the craziest stuff that people do.
Oh, that's so
I've never been more sick than on that, really.
Oh, my God.
And when you got that
crazy
milk from Erewhon.
it was milk, wasn't it? We won't talk about that. Anyway, yeah, tobacco.
Melissa, what's the deal with this American Girl doll?
I just thought it was funny that the American Girl doll, they made a homeless edition.
Get out of here.
That's a doll named Gwen Thompson, and her unique attribute was that she was homeless and she lived with her mother in a car. That was like her backstory.
That's like,
give me the link. I need the link on this.
Like, Gwen what a Thompson horrific, like, mistake at inclusivity.
No, it's horrible. You know those American Girl dolls are, like, hundreds of dollars. Like,
I know.
This isn't a Barbie. This is, like...
Yeah, like...
That's insane.
That's, like, some, like, 1% elite, like, Satanist shit to make a doll.
Yeah,
like
that's really
crazy.
Horrible.
That is crazy.
I need a link to it.
Craig needs a link. Picker, it didn't happen.
Well, I can't believe
homeless
that.
American Girl
How
doll.
The hell does that go through?
Gwen, the American Girl doll. Does it come with the car? Do you have to buy the car separate?
I don't know.
Gwen Thompson.
She's just wearing a white dress.
Maybe you buy the doll and you just leave it outside.
Let me see.
So she has no friends.
Flip-flops and a white dress.
This cannot be
it
real.
It is real.
They made a home. How does that get through all those levels of approval?
How do most things get through levels of approval?
What in the world?
Meet Gwen Thompson, the homeless American girl doll. I think she's been retired.
Wait, this is crazy.
Hold on, can I read this?
2009.
All right, I'm gonna read this. All right.
Okay.
Mattel is tackling the issue of homelessness by selling a $95 doll named Gwen Thompson, who finds that her father has walked out on her and her mom, forcing them to live in a car in a homeless shelter after leaving their house.
Oh my God, I didn't read that. Jesus Christ.
A representative for American Girl says the doll is meant to teach tolerance and is part of an outreach program teaching young girls how to spot bullying and stand up and speak out against it.
Oh, that's just horrible. I don't even want to know about that.
Okay, so I'm on the fandom wiki for Gwen, and it says... Gwen has no friends until Krissa befriends her. She's referred to as the loser girl, and people play mean and spiteful pranks on her. Gwen and her mother, Janine, fall on hard times when her father loses his job. Then they lose her house. They're unable to keep up with payments. Then Gwen's father left them and they become homeless the fall before the start of the book's events. Initially, Gwen's mother has them lived in their car until winter comes. She then takes them to the Sunrise House, a place for homeless women and children.
This is a toy. Like, this is a toy, but this is for kids to have fun with.
Who is this for? What? There is not one girl or boy who gets an American Girl doll and goes, I want to know the backstory.
Yes, well, no, Craig, I'm going to push back on you with that because American Girl dolls, it's very much about the story, and I can tell you all about Samantha, Felicity's.
Well, that's for like older people. A six-year-old girl does not go, I want to know the socioeconomic.
Yes, they do, Craig. I'm pushing back on you because I was an American Girl girl, and not only did I know their backstories, but I bought their the clothes for myself.
That girl and her story, how she's dressed, she looks like Carrie.
Yeah.
Well, at the prom, all the popular girls decide to.
Yeah, no friends. And then she gets like satanic powers and kills everyone.
They pour blood on her head.
I mean,
yeah, they pour.
They better have donated every single dollar made from selling these dolls to homelessness or something.
But I mean, she literally looks like she's dressed like Carrie. It's like Carrie.
Yeah, just a white dress and flip flops.
Oh my God, it says, while no proceeds from sales of Gwen and related offerings go directly to the homeless.
Oh no.
People are insane.
Well, that's so crazy because why wouldn't they even just say, you know, a portion, which means like a dollar?
That's crazy. But then it says that the company has donated $500,000 since 2006 to nonprofits in the past. But still,
are you sure it doesn't say 500,000 doll hairs?
No, Craig, it does not.
You like that?
That was a good one. Now this is a good one to end off on. Another Hatchimals thing, but also something really crazy. A second crazy thing about the author of Water for Elephants that I've learned in the past few weeks.
You can't stop talking about this. This is like the second time I've heard you talk about Water for Elephants.
Wait, but this is something different about her, Maria.
Did you read that article? Mm-hmm. This article came out like a week ago about the author Sarah Gruen for Water for Elephants and how she was like financing lawyers for this prisoner who she was like sending letters back and forth with, and she was like convinced that he was not guilty, and she ended up like spending all of her life savings to pay for lawyers for this guy.
He like read Water for Elephants in jail and then sent her a letter, like a fan letter, being like, hey Sarah, I read Water for Elephants, I'm currently incarcerated but I'm innocent, like I really loved your book. And then Sarah was like, well, thank you. I've got to get you out of jail now.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on a second. Did she like get romantically linked with this guy and then try, or did she just, it was purely
about
the case?
Well, she's married and her husband.
There's been plenty of married women who leave their husbands for dudes who are imprisoned.
Yeah, it didn't say in the article, but like it kind of alluded to it.
Right.
There's no way that you spend all of your money trying to get. And this guy, Murdoch, it's not like he's just in jail for murder. Like, he's a multi-time convicted felon of like armed robbery, like theft, all sorts
of things.
Everyone
needs a hobby.
Seriously.
But anyways, so this relates to the Hatchimals because in 2016, this woman, Sarah, bought 150 Hatchimals on eBay for an average price of like $150.
So she's crazy. Like, if this is the first thing she did, and then now she's crazy.
You had me once with the Hatchimal purchases. Yeah.
because Hatchimals were like the number one gift, Christmas gift that year. They were like the Tickle Me Elmo. So she spent.
Oh, she bought them to flip them.
She spent $23,000
to raise them.
So then she started putting them on eBay for $200. But it was people were selling them so frequently on eBay that eBay had limited the amount of Hatchimals people could sell to 3 per week because it was people were just going crazy. And so she's bought 150 Hatchimals. She's like, I got to sell these before Christmas or otherwise I'm not going to make any money off of it. So she.
And she's only shooting to make $50, which after fees and everything, you're pocketing like $20.
This woman's a nutcase.
And she wrote Water for Elephants and this is right another novel. What are you doing?
Yeah. She wrote Water for Elephants, then bought a bunch of Hatchimals, and then ruined her life trying to get a guy out of jail. Like, her trajectory went nothing but downhill.
And she set up a Shopify account to try to sell all these.
Imagine, you said she was married. Like, imagine her going to her husband and going, no, no, trust me.
I can't even.
And like him going, what a fucking murder. Now you got Hatchimals all around. What are you
she needed to make money because she ran out of money. She needed to make money to pay for this guy's lawyer.
Oh my God.
So like people on Facebook started coming after her because she like put up a link on Facebook, was like, I'm selling these for money. And then a bunch of like crazy moms.
Was this Gwen's origin story?
Yeah,
this is Gwen, the American Girl doll origin story.
This is how it happened.
When Gwen was young, she wrote Water for Elephants.
Yes, she was in the circus. Yeah. So then people were like, you're so greedy. Tons of kids aren't going to get Hatchimals for Christmas because of you. And then like death threats came in and like rape threats. Right. And then, but then eventually eBay allowed her to sell all of her Hatchimals and she sold out in 4 days and she only made $6,000.
Can you imagine being the father or mother of a child and needing a Hatchimals and then seeing them on eBay, thinking the person who's selling them was so horrible that then you threatened them with rape because your child wasn't going to get a Hatchimal for Christmas? Everyone's gone nuts.
I'm going back to the 80s, but my earliest memory of all this was the original. I think it might be the first like toy like that was the original Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh, yeah.
That's when all of this started. Like it was a huge thing. My mom came home with 2 Cabbage Patch dolls, one for me and my brother. I'm like, I was into Star Wars toys. I'm like, yeah, all right, thanks. She got it because everyone in the store was grabbing them and she was right there. Yeah. She's like, I got to get to them. So I had a red-haired Cabbage Patch doll that I had to play with, you know, so my mom wouldn't get mad at me. His name was Marvin.
Oh,
it's like, it was ridiculous. But that was like the first big thing where people were fighting. Like, I remember the news stories in the 80s.
Beanie Babies.
I was just going to say, that's like the quintessential 90s story.
100%.
Like, don't talk to Allie about her Princess Diana Beanie Baby. It's a sore subject over there.
I tried to sell that baby.
There's a book I actually just read a month ago. It sounds crazy, but for some reason, like 2 months ago, I got fascinated with the Beanie Baby story, like how the guy, you guys do not know.
The Thai guy is hugely, hugely wealthy and wanted nothing to do with Beanie Babies. He has no interest in making toys.
No. You got a different story here. You're talking about the guy who runs it? This guy was so obsessed with making the perfect Beanie Baby
that's
what led to all the variations that became worth money. Because he would get a shipment in, and then after a while, he would look at it and go, oh, this foot's wrong. So he'd cancel it or retire it.
What?
And he would do that constantly. He worked with this one woman. This guy was there's a great book. I'll post the link to the book on Amazon. But it talks about how this guy was so obsessed with making the perfect toy. Then he got rich, mega rich, like hundreds of millions of dollars. Then he turned to plastic surgery. Go Google the guy Ty. His name is Ty. Google him. Yeah, that's from the tag. That's his own thing. You like Google him now, what he looks like. I mean, you know, I know this is going out to the public airwaves, and I'm sure he's a nice guy. But some people get addicted to plastic surgery.
Yeah, H. Ty Warner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
Oh,
you do
God.
See it?
Oh, yeah.
It's T.Y., babe. You do see him? Yeah. But anyway, so like this book like interviews the woman who like made it with him. You know, she made a few million dollars, but he hated paying anybody who was involved with it. He got busted for embezzling. He was embezzling tax money. Like, he was trying to hide money from the government. He was so like, and he got off on that. Like, it's really, anyway, this book, The Great Beanie Baby Bubble, Mass Delusion and the Dark Side of Q. It's a really, really interesting book. Like at one point, then, you know, in the 90s, that's when eBay started. Beanie Babies were accounting for like 40% of everything sold on eBay.
That's insane.
eBay might not be as big as it is today if it didn't have Beanie Babies.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
The eBay Babies.
eBay Babies.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys got to read that book. It's a really interesting book. It's not dull at all. And you just, your jaw drops. Wow. Like, what? What is that? Like,
that'd make a good documentary. Oh, yeah. That's insane.
He went to Kalamazoo College. He's from Chicago.
He owns like mega mansions in like Santa Barbara and stuff. He owns like 20 houses. He might have bought the Ritz-Carlton in New York, or he's like a mega real estate owner.
He's worth $3.7 billion.
Think about that.
Oh my God.
He used to sell stuffed animals out of the back of his car.
Oh my God.
This dude worked for another company when he was like a teenager. Another plush company, and got obsessed with it and was like, I got to make the ultimate plush. It's an interesting story because he was just so like, you know, focused on that and treating everyone around him like garbage and horrible. Anyway, great book though. Sorry, I didn't mean to overtake the conversation.
Wow. Well, maybe we need to do a whole Beanie Baby episode in the future, because that is some crazy stuff. If you guys have any 90s stories, weird toy stories, any Disney perversions, Melissa, where can people reach us?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com.
Craig, thank you so much for coming on today. I don't know if you're on the internet. Do you want to be found anywhere, or is there anything you want to plug or say or promote?
If anyone's got anything to say to me, they can go through.
Perfect.
Go through Maria.
But I hope I was a contributing factor to today's show.
You were fantastic, as usual. This Beanie Baby stuff is priceless.
I hope you guys do read that book.
No, that's crazy. Yeah, no, that's insane. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And I'm producer Maria.
And that's Craig.
I'm Craig.
Bye.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.